Pencil Finance Funds, 1,000 Student Loans. Entirely on-chain, Pencil Finance said it has financed 1,000 student loans in Southeast Asia entirely on-chain, moving about $1 million through a blockchain-based lending pool. The claim, reported by Decrypt on September 6, 2026, is a test of whether on-chain credit can serve borrowers who rarely appear in crypto pitch decks, students without collateral, without a long credit file, and without access to cheap financing. Most tokenization headlines this year have described the same handful of assets moving on-chain: treasuries, money market funds, and the occasional tokenized note. Student lending is a harder problem. The borrowers are young, the loans are unsecured, and repayment depends on outcomes years away. That is exactly why the announcement is worth reading closely rather than at face value. The mechanics behind the claim: Pencil Finance runs a lending pool where capital providers deposit funds that get routed to loan originators, who then disperse to borrowers. The on-chain part is the money movement and the record keeping. Each loan's terms, disbursement, and repayment status live on a public ledger rather than inside a private servicer's database. The stated benefit is transparency. In traditional private credit, lenders often cannot see loan-level performance until a quarterly report lands, and sometimes not even then. Putting the loan book on-chain means a depositor can, in principle, watch repayments arrive in near real time. The second stated benefit is cost. Fewer intermediaries between capital and borrower can mean a thinner spread, which either lowers the borrower's rate or raises the lender's yield. Those are the arguments. The evidence so far is one figure: 1,000 loans, roughly $1 million deployed, concentrated among students in Southeast Asia. That averages to about $1,000 per loan, which fits small tuition and living cost gaps rather than full degree financing. Real-world lending is where crypto usually stumbles. On-chain credit has a graveyard behind it. Uncollateralized lending protocols that launched in the last cycle mostly retreated after defaults, because a smart contract cannot repossess anything or take a borrower to court. Enforcement still happens off-chain, through the same legal system and the same originators that traditional lenders use. Pencil Finance does not escape that. If a student in the Philippines or Indonesia stops paying, recovery runs through local law and the originating partner, not through code. The blockchain records the loan and the missed payment cleanly, but it does not collect the debt. Depositors are exposed to the credit quality of the underlying borrowers and to the originators screening them. Transparency shows you the losses faster. It does not prevent them. That is the honest frame for this launch. The innovation is in reporting and settlement plumbing, not in the risk itself. A depositor is still making an unsecured bet on young borrowers in emerging markets, and the yield has to compensate for that. The funding inclusion angle matters anyway. Set the risk aside for a moment, and the direction is genuinely useful. Southeast Asia has large populations of students who are underserved by formal banks and priced out by informal lenders. Access to a few hundred or a few thousand dollars at a reasonable rate can change whether someone finishes a program. Markets like the Philippines and Indonesia already show heavy crypto and stablecoin adoption, driven by exactly this kind of gap in traditional finance. Stablecoins do the heavy lifting here. Loans denominated and settled in a dollar stablecoin like USDC or USDT let capital cross borders without correspondent bank delays and without the borrower needing a U.S. bank account. That is the same rail powering remittances and increasingly everyday spending across the region. It connects to a broader shift we have covered: stablecoins quietly becoming a structural buyer of dollar debt and moving from trading chips to settlement infrastructure. For the crypto user, the read-through is narrow but real. The same stablecoin balance that funds a card top-up can, through a pool like this, sit on the lending side of a real-world loan. That is a different risk profile from parking funds in a treasury-backed token, and anyone tempted by the yield should treat it as venture-grade credit exposure, not a savings account. Numbers to watch before calling it a model: $1 million across 1,000 loans is a pilot, not a proof of scale. The numbers that will matter over the next year are repayment rate, default rate, and whether Pencil Finance can grow the book without loosening its underwriting. On-chain transparency helps here. Unlike a private fund, the loan performance should be inspectable rather than taken on trust. If defaults climb and the pool keeps advertising the same headline yield, the ledger will show the gap. The claim also rests largely on Pencil Finance's own account and Decrypt's reporting of it. There is no independent audit of the loan book in the source material, so the $1,000 figure and the $1 million total are the company's stated numbers. That is normal for a launch announcement and worth flagging rather than smoothing over. Tokenized real-world credit has spent 2 years being promised. A working pool that pushed money to 1,000 actual borrowers is a small step past the promise. The next 12 months of repayment data will decide whether it becomes a template or another retreat.